You know, I was sitting there thinking about what he was saying there, Michael Lamo there from the chamber, and saying, well, you know, whatever happened when we were kids, there's always a burning barrel. Take it out of the burning barrel, burn that stuff. And you can't do that anymore. They'll come beat you up and fine you, possibly. You can't burn newspaper or cardboard. No plastic, of course. Any painted wood. Can't burn rubbish or garbage. Cannot burn. Prohibited. Here's a list of prohibited burn items normally. And this might come to you as a surprise. Wood that has been painted or covered with any sort of material. Rubbish or garbage, including but not limited to food waste, food packaging, food wraps. Can't burn any of that. Any plastic. Nylon, PVC, ABS, polystyrene, urethane, synthetic, rubber, newspaper, cardboard, any paper with ink. Any other items not specifically allowed by the manufacturer or this provision. And then it goes on. You can't burn anything outside. Wrong answer. I think I'm getting a burning barrel. I think I should get one just to be, you know, be that guy. Next time, you know, Esquire Bob, say, Gruber, what are you doing? Bob, you know, I was burning my leftovers. What? You burnt your burger? Yeah, burnt burgers, and now I'm going to, you know, Green New Deal jail. Let's see here. The Michigan Senate has passed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. The House will make a similar vote. About time. How long did it take you? I mean, Feeble Joe stumbles out there. Anti-Semitism is wrong, and so is Islamophobia. Didn't notice any Islamophobia causing campuses to be overrun with idiots in the last couple of weeks. Did you see that anywhere? Islamophobia? Nope. Saw frat boys in North Carolina protecting the flag, which I greatly appreciate. Same done in Mississippi and Alabama. At least somebody has respect for the flag in this country, not the pukes on campus in these different places. Yes, I said pukes. Deal with it. Let's see here. A covert initiative was aimed to place the Eagle Township megasite outside of Lansing there under Grand Ledge control. Secret, secret deal. The plan between Grand Ledge and Eagle Township originally included a much larger footprint. Approximately one quarter of the entire township of Eagle. Far bigger than just the Morris Farm and the farms around it. It also included a high-density housing area. That, according to a source close to the situation, plans were to put water and sewer treatment on the Eagle side of the Grand River with the state's help and MEDC's blessing, of course, or more corporate welfare. Leap's eagerness to accelerate proceedings with Grand Ledge shown through as they aim to tackle water and sewer issues to pave the way for the megasite project. The strategy seemed geared toward expediting zoning procedures and empowering Grand Ledge, the city of Grand Ledge, to create industrial zones and renaissance zones and all of that. All in an attempt to circumvent Clinton County's zoning regulations regarding the megasite development. It's all dirty, folks, again. There was a meeting held August 22 at the LCC West Campus orchestrated by LEAP. Those in attendance, Eagle Township Supervisor Patty Schaefer, Grand Ledge City Manager Adam Smith, several other stakeholders. By the way, you can find this entire story at MichiganNewsSource.com. They've got the receipts. MichiganNewsSource.com has the receipts for all of it. NDAs, of course, were put out there, non-disclosure agreements. You know, like the ones that Donald Trump's in trial for, in court for today. Eagle Township's megasite continued to keep the whole development idea a secret and continued to keep many aspects of the project in the dark from the community for quite a while into the future. In an email from LEAP COO Keith Lambert to Patty Schaefer, March of 22, he said, as a reminder, LEAP, MSU, LCC, LBWL, consumers, as well as dozens of other municipalities and partner entities across the state, have all signed on to this general NDA. We're very eager to get our local working group of Eagle Township, City of Grand Ledge, LEAP, MSU, as a primary property owner, and others as relevant together to strategize and drive this opportunity forward. After the plan failed to materialize, it led LEAP to officially present the project to the Eagle Township Board of Trustees, April of 2023. The future development is now known as the Michigan Manufacturing Innovation Camp, MMIC. MMIC. Bringing the development project in front of the community led to pushback against the project, including the recall of supervisor Patty Schaefer, who has still yet to turn over documents and emails requested by the township after her removal. Michigan News Source reached out to many players connected to the 425 working session, including officials in Grand Ledge and Leap. Nobody returning calls. No, oh, gee. Good morning, MEDC. Good morning, Leap. Good morning, friends and family in Grand Ledge and Eagle Township. What is that I see? Is that the hand in the cookie jar? Uh-oh. Trouble. Oh, and Whippets, who apparently Scooby is a big expert on. Whippets, canisters of nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide, not CO2. I guess you weren't an expert. You're off the hook. It's nitrous oxide. Have become the scourge of many Detroit communities. They're on the streets, fields, parks. I got this thing that makes whipped cream for Christmas. It's awesome, by the way. I could eat whipped cream every day. Anyhow, apparently these canisters, if you suck up the nitrous, then, of course, you cut off oxygen to your brain. How fun. I'm going to get stoned by cutting off the oxygen to my brain. Yeah, there you go. It reminds me. Thank you. Thank you very much. It reminds me of these kids on the campuses of Columbia, UCLA, the University of Michigan. They've cut off the oxygen to their brains as well. Whether they're using Whippet canisters, I'm not quite sure, but based on their behavior, it is entirely possible. Wow. Cutting off oxygen to your brain. Hey, dude, this sounds like a good idea. All right, dude, I'm just going to... Brilliant. Brilliant. Good God. Easy, Scoopy. It's Free For All Friday, thank God. I'll be back. Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.